in Christ, God has given us a listening heart. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, who is the wisest person you know? Maybe it's your parents, or a friend, a brother, a sister, maybe your child. Who is the wisest person you know? Professors? Experts? Maybe even scientists like Albert Einstein, like Isaac Newton, Galileo, or maybe Copernicus. Maybe philosophers like Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, or Confucius. Maybe theologians like Athanasius, Augustine, Gregor Nyssa, Christensen, Martin Luther, Johann Gerhard, or C.F.W. Walter. Maybe it's an author like Homer, Shakespeare, Tolstoy, Dickens, Austin, or Dostoevsky. Who is the most wise person you ever know? These people have influenced us and society for better. Yet the Old Testament gives a different answer. And it says it's King Solomon. God's promise to him was, none like you has been before you, and none like you shall be after you. But we have to ask ourselves the question, why was Solomon so wise? Now, since God gave him the answer, when God gave him, what he prayed for, an understanding mind. I really don't understand that translation. Because if you go to the Hebrew, it says, God gave him the answer for a listening heart. Heart. In other words, God, I want to be able to listen to you and listen to the people you have me rule. And God, he says, what? God, you know what? I'm just a child. Actually, he's being humble here. He's really not a child. Because word he used means somebody about 13 years old or something. So he's not a child, but he feels that way, doesn't he? But you know what? The people of Israel had a long history of not listening to God's word. You know, think about when they were getting ready to go to the promised land, and they found out they were going to have a fight, they all know, God, we don't want to do that. What happened? They were going to the desert for 40 years. They wouldn't listen to God. When they were in the promised land, they repeatedly refused to listen to God. And over 300 years, they had the worship of Dagon, Moloch, Baal, Asherah. There were 12 cycles of this in those 300 years. The book of Judges. You don't believe me, just go study the Judges. But Israel's kings were no better. King Saul rejected God's word by sparing Agag and the Amalekites when God told him not to. King Saul went up the mountain and Samuel wasn't there, so he took upon himself the role of priest and decided he was going to have the sacrifice and not wait for Samuel while God had told him. He took it upon himself. He didn't listen to God. King David, we all know about the adultery with Bathsheba and the murder of Uriah. And right before today's Old Testament text, Adonijah, one of David's sons, rebelled against him. David was getting old and frail, and Adonijah decided he should be king. God had anointed him, so he decided to do it anyway. So he plans and everything. And of course, he has to put down and he repents. And you know what he did? He goes to Mary's, David dies, he goes to Mary's, one of David's concubines, trying to work where his way to the kingship after. And then he had to kill him. Trying to overthrow that Saul. He didn't learn, he wouldn't listen to God. Saul was the one God anointed as king. So, look at Solomon, though. Solomon was aware of his habit with the people. Kings don't listen to God. So he prays for a heart that would listen to God and God's word and listen faithfully. But that Solomon did not listen to God. God told him. Now Solomon, don't go marrying people from other nations. If you do, they will bring false gods and false idols, and they will set those up in Israel, and they will cause you to sin against the Lord your God. But Saul's emotions outweighed separate themselves from you. Pretty soon you don't see them around. So what do people do? How do you get mad at God? People won't even admit they're mad at God. They'll do anything to deny they're mad at God. You never believe that. And how do they distance themselves from God when they're mad at God? They stop going to people. They don't go to church. They stop their Bibles reading, Bible studies. And they move on from there. What are they doing? They are emotionally moving themselves from God. And I apologize. I ask this guy, why don't you go to church? Why care? You pray for this, you fight with God in the age. That's funny, but he was serious. But people do. I pray my spouse would be saved, and then my spouse died, so I'm mad at God. I pray that I wouldn't have this disease, and I did, so I'm mad at God. And God, you are there to make my life great. And yet we can't be like Paul, who said, I prayed three times, and God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So we get mad at God, we distance ourselves from God, just like the Israelites. Solomon did that as well. You know what that is? That is disobeying the first commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That's why Jesus said other things. If you love father or mother more than me, you're not worthy. He's not saying don't love your father or mother. If you love son or daughter more than me, you're not worthy of me. In other words, your love for God has to come first. If you love your spouse more than God, love anything more than God, your job, your business, your money, philosophy, your political party, if you love anything more than God, God's saying you're not worthy. You have not put God first. And you know what that happens? That hardens our hearts. When our hearts are hardened, hard hearts produce evil. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. So Jesus says, love others more than yourself. If I come and I steal from you, what am I saying? My happiness is more important than yours. I should be able to take whatever I want. Right? That's random in society. It's not a weird thing. It's like walking along on a railroad track. And there's electric train. And the train comes up. What are you doing? He followed him around. Finally, the train guy honked his horn. You know what that did? He got mad, went out there, started beating the train, pulling off the police with wipers. How dare you? I have a right to walk here. He's got it to himself. But considering others. See, even the world's greatest sin, falling into the greatest sin, abandoned God. Human wisdom is meant for nothing. For true wisdom, we have to go to God, don't we? We need the wisdom that God gives us from on high. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. And in 1 Corinthians 1:24 it says, Christ is the very power and wisdom of God. How many times do you say, you know, I'm not here doing my own, I'm doing what the Father wants me to do. And when Jesus was tempted out in the wilderness, Satan would tempt him, he said, it is written, you should not tempt the Lord your God. It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And him only shall be served, only God. And on the cross, Jesus was the testimonies are my meditation. Here to meditate on God and His Word. You're already wiser than most of the people in the world. I understand more than ages why, because I keep God's precepts.